closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
I want to start with something here because it is boggling to me. And I don't know how, but I managed in the last year not to hear about this story or forgot about it. But I mean, it's not ringing a bell at all. So I must have forgotten about or must never have heard about it. A member of Congress. Well, let me start here. Two former employees of a sitting member of the U.S. House of Representatives were indicted yesterday in a cyber stalking case. Here's what happened. One of them, when he still worked for the congresswoman, she gave him her iPhone to go have it repaired. Hey, there's something up with this. Take it to the Apple store and, blah, blah, blah. Well, on her iPhone were nude photos and videos of herself and her husband. He, of course, detected these. At some point, he became a former employee, posted them, Facebook, da 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 da. He and I don't exactly know what the role of the other person involved is, but both were charged. I'm reluctant to name the congresswoman, but she has been named all over the internet. Politico outed her a year ago. And everyone who's reporting on this story is reporting her name. So I don't know if it makes much sense for me to be the only talk show host in America that won't name her. It's Representative Stacey Plaskett. Who in the world? Now listen, I'm not judging what she and her husband want to take pictures of. That is their business. I truly don't understand it, but that's their business. But if you do choose to use your iPhone in that fashion, would you ever let it sit in someone else's hands? I mean, so what it tells me is how blasé people become about very private things on their phones. You are an elected member of Congress, and you have photos and videos of this nature. I mean, yeah, if she didn't know enough to take some, and I understand, okay? You want to trust your employees, but if, employees aren't employees forever. And by the way, I certainly don't want to make it sound like I'm judging her or blaming her. It's a horrible thing that these two former employees did. It's what a rotten, 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 rotten thing to do. But now it's pretty clear he went looking for this stuff because she gave him her password. Which, well, I can't, a member of Congress? I mean, I'll tell you right now, I trust Earl, but there are things, none of them photographic, but there are things on my phone, there are phone numbers I can't share with you. There are phone numbers I just can't. I have phone numbers of people that would be pretty upset. Some of them are famous. Some of them are just friends that wouldn't want Earl to have their phone number. It's just amazing. Earl says maybe the Apple store, I doubt it, that they disclosed the pictures and told these. Nah, I don't think it. I don't think that's what happened. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it goes back to you cannot trust anyone. All right. Some of you heard me mention this to Will McKinley on the air. Some of you did not. By the way, those of you who heard Radio Hollywood Squares and you heard Will McKinley give a really dumb answer to a question, I need to confess that I planted that. He played along. He was a good egg. He knew Bob Dole was never vice president. I think I need to say that publicly, that was a planted wrong answer. Okay. Now, that said, I also chatted with Will about this. So I got into this Twitter exchange, well, not Twitter exchange, but I posted something on Twitter about a candidate who was going to run as a Democrat for the nomination to run against Paul Ryan in the first congressional district in 2018. And Randy Bryce got his CNN moment, and he was asked by the two CNN hosts, and we've played this on the air for you. We don't have it handy, but we've played it on the air. Well, how would you pay? You support a single-payer health care system, much like Bernie Sanders' plan. That would cost $32 trillion over 10 years. How would you pay for that? And he fell on the liberal default. Well, you know, a lot of people don't pay their fair share, blah, blah, blah. And I posted that, and several liberals said, well, at least he'll pay for it. He's got a plan, and he's got a plan to pay for it. What was stunning to me was those liberals didn't understand that's not going to pay for it. Here's an example. So if you go to the Forbes.com, and they're Forbes 400, and I believe this is for 2017. No, it's actually 2016. It's their 2016 list. I'm just taking the top 10 richest people in America. Bill Gates, $81 billion. Jeff Bezos, $67 billion. Warren Buffett, $65 billion. Mark Zuckerberg, $55 billion. Larry Ellison of Oracle, $49.3 billion. Michael Bloomberg, $45 billion. The Koch brothers, Charles, $42 billion. David, $42 billion. Hey, they share, Earl. They're brothers that share. They each have $42 billion. Larry Page of Google, $38.5 billion. Sergey Brin of Google, $37.5 billion. Now, in my head, I added all that up. Understand, that is their net worth. That is their net worth. Everything they own, you know, you take the pluses and the minuses, and that's what you're left with as their net worth. If you took all of it, if you took every dime of that net worth, not just their income for a given year, and again, I did this roughly in my head, you're in the neighborhood about one half of $1 trillion. If you take, and I don't have this number, but I think if you took all of the one top 1%, I don't know that you're going to get. I'm almost certain you don't get there. Again, everything they own. And then start taking 100% of their income. What happened is people don't understand the $1 trillion. National debt right now is 19. Okay. Almost 20. Okay. People don't know what $1 trillion is. And the leap you make from a billion to a trillion. And think, well, we can just tax people. We can just do that. And these liberals who tweeted in response, well, at least he's got a plan. At least he knows how he's going to pay for it. No, the whole point is he has no idea how he's going to pay for $32 trillion because you're not going to get it from the rich. And here's what you have to understand. Those liberals tweeting that figure just taking more in taxes from the wealthy would do it. You take every penny they have in net worth, every penny they have, and it's not enough. It isn't enough. It doesn't even scratch the surface. And this transcends the healthcare debate, just in general. People don't get it. By the way, I will let you know, so I can let Earl know. I just received an email. We were planning on Congressman Glenn Grothman for 10:06. They now have committee votes. Earl, we are endeavoring for 10:50 for Glenn Grothman. Yeah, well, we'll plan for that. We'll take that break. We'll try to time that out for 10:50 is what we're looking at now. These things often move. I mean, with what you got going on in Washington with committee votes and so on. So that's the plan there. So this is just amazing to me. Yes, we were to have Paul Ryan today, and in case you did hear me tease that yesterday, Congressman Ryan, of course, flew home because of the flooding in his district. So we don't have him on the air today. It's just, we're trying to reschedule that, hopefully, for next week. We even tried to record today, and that just... it just didn't happen. Wasn't going to work out. So we're going to try to make that happen in the near future. 5 minutes, I want to set up a topic that, well, it was mentioned briefly yesterday, and then we got an interesting email on it. We'll set it up, and we'll take your calls after the 9:30 news. It's 9:18.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.